There's a beautiful, famous Gemara about Avraham Avinu. The Gemara in Sait on Yud Amid Beis tells us how Avraham Avinu ran his Kiruv seminar. It wasn't the Kiruv seminar. Avraham Avinu invited people to come and eat. La'achar sha'achu v'shasu, after they ate and they drank, amdu levarchu, they came to Avraham Avinu to bless him, to thank him. Amar lehem, Avraham Avinu said to his guests, v'chi mishaliach altem, did you eat that which belongs to me? Mishel elokei oylam achaltem, you ate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just gave you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. Hoydu v'shibchu baruch hu l'misha amar v'hoya oylam. Let us give thanks to the one who really gave us. There's another Gemara. Very different Gemara that concludes the exact same way. The Gemara in Chulin Adaf Pei Dalet Amid Beis tells us something interesting about our lifestyle and our spending habits. The Gemara says, La'olam yoichal adam v'yishte pachos mimashi yeshlo. A person should eat and drink less than their means. You go to a restaurant that is a little bit under your class. V'yiskase, and dress like your means, b'mashi yeshlo, with what you have. However, v'yichabed ishtayu banav, but you should give honor to your wife and your children, yoyser mimashi yeshlo, more than what you have. Why? Shehein tluyim boy, because they are dependent on you, v'hu, and the husband, is talui b'mi sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam. The husband is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he gets is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting. Same expression about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, mi sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam. According to the Agur, Tefillah begins. I believe the Gra did not start his Tefillah in the morning with Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis. He started with Baruch sha'amar v'hoya ha'olam. So a few questions. What is this connotation of Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam? What does the Gemara in Chulin mean when the Gemara says, they're dependent on you, and therefore give them more, but you're Tali B'mi Sha'amar V'haya Olam, therefore you're different? And why does Avram emphasize this term? Mi Sha'amar V'haya Olam. Rav Moshe Willig, during the week that Rebbetzin Machlis, Zecher Tzadekis Levracha, passed away, said amazing yisod in that Gemara in Chulin on Peidalet Amid Beis. And Laniyaz Daiti, that's the pshat also in the Gemara in Sota on Yud Amid Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the world Shefa and Bracha. Our lives, as challenging as we think they might be, are lives that are full of bracha and shefa. And there are two conduits of shefa and bracha into the world. One is a utensil. A utensil is mekabel bracha. It receives the material. And then there's another way. And that is a tzinor, a pipe. A person could be mekabel bracha as a kli, as a utensil. A utensil has a finite measurement of how much bracha it could be mekabel. A pipe, the individual doesn't even hold on to the bracha at all. Rebbetzin Machlis, Zecher Tzadekis Levracha, didn't hold on to any bracha. She gave it to everybody. She didn't hold on to anything herself. They say in the family a story that there was a woman who said, I'd like your earrings. She immediately took them off and said, you like them? Here, have it. She shared everything. Everything. That's a tzinor. That's the bechinor of a pipe, where a person doesn't hold on anything to themselves. Says the Gemara in Chulin Peidalet, Ramesha suggests that when it comes to what you're getting, so then it's finite, then it's measured. Then there's a kabbalas bracha of a kli. But when it comes to those things that you pass on to others, yoiser mima, more. Why? Because tsluyin b'misha amar v'hoya olam. At the end of the day, everything that you're getting to give to others is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is infinite. That goes on forever. There's no amount. The problem is that what happens is we don't look at it that way. So we're mitzamtzem. We constrict the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to give us. Says Avram Avinu, the tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar V'ayolam, which we start off today, is Avram Avinu says, I am not a kli, I am a tzinor. And realize that the source of everything comes from the source of that tzinor, and that is Kudsha Brichu. And that's the way we start off tefillah. The way we start off with tefillah, Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam, is a recognition that everything comes from Kudsha Brichu, and the goal, there are things that we're supposed to keep for ourselves, but our goal is to be a tzin or a pipe of the Shefa Bracha Kudsha Brichu. You know, they say that a lawyer came up to heaven and, you know, passed away in his 50s, had a heart attack. And the ministering angel says, welcome, 120 years. It's been a while since we've had some 120 years. The lawyer looks at the angel and he says, what are you talking about? I died at age 56. She says, not according to your billing hours. According to your billing hours, you're 120 years old. There's some people who their lives are so mitzumtzam, their years are much shorter than they really are. And there are some who are the opposite. In Rav Moshe's words, a person who lives a life of a tzinor, those are the individuals that become larger than life. Rav Nevinzal Shlita differentiated between the chesed of Avram Avinu and the chesed of Iyov. Avram Avinu desired to do chesed. He wanted to pass on all the shefa and bracha. Noach, when he saw a need for chesed, Noach gave what was needed. Noach, if you will, was a kli. Avram Avinu was a tzinor. Zakt Rabbeinu Yoina, if you take a look at this week's parsha, Parsha's Vayera, you could summarize it in one word. Take a look at Rabbeinu Yoina HaTorah and his drashos. Every encounter of Avram Avinu in Parsha's Vayera is nedivus, is giving. Is giving and giving and giving. And when a person gives, he never loses. Rav Melech Biderman told a story from this past Sukkos. He said there was an individual in Bnei Brak who had a sukkah, and the person was living on the first floor, and there was someone above him who wanted to build a porch. Because that individual was on the fourth floor, that individual had to go all the way down to the ground floor to sit in the sukkah. The fellow said, but you're going to be putting your sukkah over mine. And then he realized he had a sukkah, he could make the sukkah on the other side. So he took down his sukkah, which blocked the other one. The fellow was able to extend his porch. He built a sukkah. Anybody remember what happened this Chol HaMoed? This Chol HaMoed, there was a couple of days that were extremely, extremely windy. In fact, it rained suddenly in the morning, at least in Beit Shemesh. It rained suddenly in the morning. What happened was the collapsible roof, which they have many of them in Bnei Brak, because they're building all over the place, the collapsible roof of what was the old sukkah of the fellow came crashing down on the place where his original sukkah, the fellow on the first floor, was supposed to be. When he was mevater, he saw that that person, the individual who was on the fourth floor, was going to have to walk back and forth. Ultimately, when it comes to nedivus, a person never, ever, ever loses. How do we reach this madrega of nedivus? How do we bring ourselves to the place that we as Bnei Avram Avinu are a tzinor, that we become a pipe? I want to share with you an amazing vart from Chacham Avadya Zatzal. Now in general, us Ashkenazim have to be moda that the Sfardik derech of Halacha and Minhagim generally make more sense and they're less complicated than us complicated Ashkenazim. There's one exception that I'm aware of. Maybe there's two or three, but not many. And in Rav Nevinzal's Lashkan, he writes, Ashkenazim Ro'ui lomar bore pri hagofen. Says Ashkenazim, they should say bore pri hagofen. If you end with a kamatz, as opposed to hagefen or hajefen, so then what makes sense because it's the end of a sentence. However, the custom for Svardim, if I'm not mistaken, is to say bore pri hagefen. Chacham Avadya Zatzal wanted to explain, this time with more of a chap. Most of the time the Ashkenazim have to have more of a chap. Their pshat generally is more difficult. But why is it that Svardim say bore pri hagefen? So Chacham Avadya Zatzal said beautifully. He said the pshat is as follows. Where does the brach end? You think it ends at ha gofen? Why do you take wine? Why do you drink wine? Wine generally in the world of Torah is a koshel bracha. The bracha doesn't end with agefen, it ends with amen. Because the koshel bracha, the goal is to share it with everybody. Das heist a koshel bracha. So Chacham Avadya said it's not the end of the bracha ends with amen. Amazing. V'yofa l'misha amra. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that when they were learning in the Kollel together here in Yerushalayim, there were giants that were learning Torah together. Rav Shlomo Zalman said when they were in their 60s, he said, why is it that Chacham Avadya Zatzal was zocha to an honor of Torah that was almost unprecedented in the history of Klal Yisrael? I don't know if there was a Levaya in the history of Klal Yisrael of 800,000 people since the Churban, and maybe even prior to the Churban. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I'll tell you why. Because all of us were learning hard. But Chacham Avadya was never spent a moment being Mesiach Das of all of Klal Yisrael. He was always running between Seder and Seder, running to say a mashal, to say a shir in halacha to Klal Yisrael. He never was Mesiach Das for Klal Yisrael. He was a tzinar of the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of his Torah was devoted to all of the Klal. And by the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't so lacking in that regard himself as well. I had the schus to go speak to him in one of his last years of his life. And his house was crowded. This was Bein Hasdarim. His house was crowded, about 30 people coming to speak with him. And he was clearly exhausted. And he took time to speak to every individual. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, compared to himself, compared to Chacham Avadya, was nothing to the Mesiris of Klal Yisrael. But Nedivus is something that needs to be developed. It's not something that comes naturally to us. It's something that we have to work hard at. Rabbi Ben Kyle said something amazing at the Shalom Zacha that I never thought about. Something very simple. We say it all the time, but I never thought about this at the Shalom, at Noah's son Shalom Zacha. He said the following. When we sing at a simcha, we don't say simon tov umazel tov yehei lecha ulechol Yisrael. We say simon tov umazel tov yehei lonu ulechol Yisrael. It dawned on me to add to what Ben said. I saw a chassan this week. I said to him, chassan denan. He said to me, Rebbe, what does that mean? Chassan denan. It comes from the ksuba. In the ksuba, we don't describe the chassan as simply a chassan, ha chassan. Chassan denan, our chassan. Our chassan. Yeheilonu ulechol Yisrael. A simcha is not simply your simcha. It's all of our simcha. Nedivus starts with a hargasha that we're all here together. That our Torah is not ours. Our Torah is Klal Yisrael's. What we have, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us financially is not ours. It's a chelek of Klal Yisrael. And a chassan is not stam a chassan. It's chassan denan. It's okay, it sounds yeshivish too, that's all right also. Chassan denan, nothing wrong with that either. But at the end of the day, there's something more behind it. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, something scary, something really scary. Why is it that when you hear about someone's simcha, now I don't know if the younger guys here, the 18, 19-year-olds could relate to this, but the married fellows who are married for a few years, when you get an invitation, and when I heard this from the Kotzker Rebbe, I shuddered, because I realize it's true about me. You get an invitation from someone you barely know, you begin to chesher, how am I going to go to the wedding? It's difficult, da-da-da-da-da. What about that same person, God forbid, if he's sitting Shiva? We're more likely to go to the Shiva than we are to go to the Chasana. I won't even tell you the words. You could guess why the Kotzker Rebbe's Musar of why a person feels more comfortable to go to the Chas V'Chalila, the tragedy, than the Simcha. But the Simcha, at the end of the day, is about the tzinoros connecting with each other. You might not add something at all. You think you might not be adding. But at the end of the day, a person says, that's his Simcha. No, it's not his Simcha. It's Lanu L'Chol Yisrael. It's all of Klal Yisrael. It's Chasan Denan. The tzinor. What does a person think when he goes to Nicham Aveilim? I have a kli. I've got things. I'll be Menachem him. By the way, most of the time you can't even be Menachem. For those who've been in the position I've spoken to, at the end of the day, 99% of the time, it's just the individual being there. That's the most important. But says the Kotzker Rebbe, it's harder to be a tzinor than it is to be a kli. That means practically, in order to really reach the Madrega of Bnei Avraham Avinu, every single one of us have to make a concentrated effort, a real concentrated effort, to turn ourselves a little bit more from being Kalim, even Kalim Latov, into being a Tzinar Latov. And that starts in the day in and day out. It's well known that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt said that you don't have to go far out to do chesed. You don't need to travel to Camp Hask, which is great too, to do chesed. Chesed starts, in the words of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, chesed starts with the on the bench. Once upon a time, we spoke about this previously, once upon a time they sat in benches in the Beis Medrash, said, on, with the, and there they do, that's right. Sit, the person who's sitting next to you on the bench, that's where it starts, that's where Nedivus starts. And with that, maybe we'd be zochet to be able to give that to our wives and our children, to be able to give it to all of Klal Yisrael, and to be zochet, not to Midas Noach, but to be zochet to Midas Avram Avinu, Amud Olam, and be zochet to internalize Misha Amar V'Hoyo Olam.
Can I ask one question? Sure. So what's the answer to the Gemara that the